done called Music of the Ozarks. I knew more about it once. I don't know more about it now, but this is the way they did one of our favorites, and hope you all sing. I sit like this for? I'm no classicist.
Because it means I've actually stopped moving. Hey, isn't these wonderful newfangled machines, eh? Magnificent. This here, in case you've never seen one before, this is an English concertina, or English constant screamer, is it more often called? musical threepenny bit, anything. All sorts of daft names for these things. Anyway, I come from Newcastle upon Tyne. Way, how are the lads? which is in the far off and frozen north of England. And although we don't really think of it as being part of England, it's a separatist movement that's getting underway. Yes. I bring them everywhere, it's all right, don't worry about them. They're quite safe, really. Anyway, so I'll start off with a couple of little Northumbrian tunes, three little Northumbrian tunes. The first one's a hornpipe called the Barrington Hornpipe, and then a jig called Random Notes. Hopefully they're random in the right order, but after sitting in the heat of New York City, I wouldn't like to guarantee that. And then a tune from the Deep South, which is Durham, County Durham. That's the next one down from us, which we regard as the Deep South. The world stops after that, you see. Yeah. it in a dreadful place like Yorkshire and things. Never mind. This one's called The Ranting Lads of Sunderland. So there's three tunes from the northeast of England, anyway. I want too many, don't you? Thanks. I just got to play one little set and then I'll get off because it'll have been a long way and I've got a lot more music. This is two Irish tunes. Play a lot of Irish tunes, but I'm afraid these two, anybody who's loves Irish music, I'm afraid they're going to be sadly disappointed because these two have fallen into the hands of Northumbrian musicians, which is a sad fate for anybody. They have changed considerably, actually, in their stay in Northumberland, especially the second one. The first one you might well recognise. I got it from Cathal, who got it from Tommy Peebles, Cathal McConnell, who I'm sure you all know very well. You'll recognise that one, and you might even recognise the second one, but that's changed a good deal.
Yesterday or tomorrow or whatever it is. If you've ever come this way, that way from England over here, it takes a week to recover. So by the end of Fox Hollow, he'll have 6 weeks to recover. We're winding up the program with another very special person who was just recently appointed head of the Archive of American Folk Music, the Library of Congress.
You know when we were doing mouth music before, remember? Here's one I didn't hear. Wait, I didn't hear it that time. You don't do it once. What? See? No more. There. Try that out on your piano. You know, we forget about other forms of folklore, and I'd just like to start off this weekend, you all, to think about a particular form that was intriguing my wife Lynn and I on the driving up in the car. And that is, I don't know what you call it, but the archetypal version of this particular thing is, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? We all know that, right? Or as I expanded it once, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could and woodchuck wood? But basically, you have a noun of two parts. The first part is also another noun, and it's also a verb, but it has to be a special kind of verb. And the second part of that noun is another kind of verb of eating or consumption or something like that. Here's another example I learned long ago. How many cans can a can nibble nibble if a can nibble can nibble cans? I see the problem. Here are a couple that I thought as we were driving up, and I'll leave it to you for the rest of the weekend. If you discover any or remember any, let me know or give them forth whenever you feel like doing it. How many wheels will a wheel right right if a wheel right will right wheels? And the original one is better. And finally, how many men can the con men con, if the con men can con men? We've come to the shank of the evening. I forget who used to say that, but that's essentially what's happened. We've come to the shank of the evening, when we get to the after hours, the quiet songs, the reflective songs, the singing together songs, the songs of quietness. Here's one kind of after hours song you find traditionally among many occupational groups is what they sing when they get together after the day's work, after the meal, and they do some singing. It may be in the camp house, it may be in the pub or in the bar room. And here's a coal mining song from coal mining song from Pennsylvania called The Celebrated Working Man. And it's sung in the bar room. In fact, that's the chorus. The last three words of every verse is in the bar room. So please join in. We'll start with a simple chorus, you see, three words. I'm a celebrated working man, my duties I don't shirk. I can cut more coal than any man from Pittsburgh to New York. It's a holy roaring terror, boys, how I get through me work. That's when I'm at my glory in the bar room. Well, I can stand a double timbered single post, a bar or prop. I can throw the chain at the bottom, I can throw it at the top. And I give me a pair of double engines, and begod, I'll never stop till I've landed a couple of wagons in the bar room. Well, I can go down and work at the flat vein. I can go up and I work at the pitch. I can work at the pots or new side, I don't care the devil which. And I can show the old track layer how to decorate his ditch. And haven't I often done so in the bar room? Well, at driving, I'm a daisy, just give me a double team. And I can beat anything that ever went by water, wind, or steam. There's your endless planes, your balance chains, they're nowhere to be seen. And haven't I often proved it in the bar room? And I can show the boss or super how the air should generate. And I can show the boss or fireman how the steam should generate. And the troubles down at Pottsville Shaft I could elucidate. And haven't I often done so in the bar room? And now my story's over and I haven't any other. And for heaven's sakes, don't fire again or else we'll surely smother. For the landlord would rather throw us out than go to the bother of putting a ventilator in the bar room. And now my story's ended, and I'm sure you will agree that if you've any problems, then you'd better send for me. But I'm not worth a good gosh darn till I've had two or three of the very biggest schooners in the bar room. Ending or final portions of singing and after hours often take the form of farewell songs. Here's one of my current favorites, originally a Stephen Foster song, but considerably reworked in Australia. It has a nice chorus. Like many Australian songs, like the Overlander and songs like that, Click Go the Shears, it's full of local references to plant life and animal husbandry and ecology and one thing or another like that. The chorus. Yes, I'll bid you adieu, gentle Annie, till we meet you on another threshing day. I'll say farewell, I will say farewell, gentle Annie, for you know with you, for you know with you, I can no longer stay. Yes, I'll bid you adieu, yes, I'll bid you adieu, gentle Annie, till we meet you on another threshing day. Oh, the harvest time's come, gentle Annie, and your wild oats are all scattered round the field. You'll be anxious to know, gentle Annie, how your little crop of oats is going to yield. I will say farewell, gentle Annie, for you know with you I can no longer stay. Yes, I'll bid you adieu, gentle Annie, till we meet you on another threshing day. Now your mutton very sweet, gentle Annie, and I'm sure it can be packed in New South Wales. But you'd better put a fence around the cabbage, or they'll all be eaten up by the snails. I will say I'll bid you adieu, gentle Annie, till we meet you on another threshing day. Now you'll take my advice, gentle Annie, and you'd better watch your chappie going away with his pack slung over his saddle, and he stole some knives and forks the other day. I will say farewell, gentle Annie, for you know with you I can no longer stay. Yes, I'll bid you adieu, gentle Annie, till we meet you on another threshing. times like this, I want to convert to electric guitar so it'll be warmer. Or isn't that the way it works? Oh, no. Oh. Never did understand that. Here's a little song. I think it'd be appropriate for this time of night because it's a very quiet song. It's a shh song. I learned it about 3 months ago from Bill Bonyan. We were all at the Keystone Folk Festival in La Plume, Pennsylvania, down the road from Tunkhannock, up the road from Scranton. Bill Bonyan, 62 years old, and he said he's been singing folk songs longer than most of us, and he said that was the first folk festival he'd ever been to. He enjoyed it, so I guess he might go to some more. But anyway, we were sitting around on Sunday morning, and I passed on to him, for no good reason, the Goldfish song that's been going around, you know, around and around and around. And he countered with this one, and he said he sung it for countless school groups, especially when the kids are getting restless. You know that feeling, you're in front of a class or you're singing songs and they're getting fidgety. This one, he says, is a sure fire method of getting them quiet. It's called the Goldfish Song, but it's a different Goldfish song. And I suspect that he wrote it, or at least he rewrote an old school song about I want to sing like the birdies do. I never knew that, but apparently some people have told me, yes, that's an old school song. It has chorus. I have to watch me carefully in order to do it. I'll take it slowly, and then we'll do the whole thing again. I want to sing like the goldfish do. I want to sing like the goldfish do. I want to sing like the fishes sing, make the seaweed ring. If there's one thing I wish, it's to sing like a fish. Now let's try it all the way through. I want to sing like the goldfish do. I want to sing like the goldfish do. I want to sing like the goldfish sing, make the rafters ring. If there's one thing I wish, it's to sing like a fish. Sometimes I give lectures and I play taped examples, and sometimes I do the same one over and over again for different places, and then I find that the tape examples are going to my head and the songs are just going around up there and I can't escape unless I learn the song. This is one such song. It's a ballad. It's an old ballad. It's, I guess, one of the most well-known in this country, and it's sung on a Library of Congress recording, an LP. And it's a version of Barbara Allen. The particular singer was from North Carolina, recorded it in the 30s for Sidney Robertson Cowell, the collector. She's still alive and living in shady New York, by the way. I don't think that's very far from here. Anyway, the singer's name was I.N. Marler, and he sang a real older style version of Barbara Allen. Oh, don't you remember in the month of June when these flowers were a-bloomin'? Sweet William on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbary Allen. Sweet William on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbary Allen. He sent his servant unto the town to to the place where she was dwelling. Oh, never better will I be if I don't get Barbary Allen. Oh, never better will you be, for you'll never get Barbary Allen. So slowly she got up, and slowly she went to him. And all he said when she got there, "Young man, I think you're dying." And all she said when she got there, "Young man, I think you're dying." "Oh, yes, I'm sick, I'm very sick. I fear that I am dying. And better never will I be if I don't get Barbary Allen. Well, I fear you will not be any better, for you'll never get Barbary Allen." He turned his pale face unto the wall, and he busted out a-crying. Adieu, adieu to the ladies all around, be kind to Barbary Allen. Adieu, adieu to the ladies all around, be kind to Barbary Allen. Oh, don't you remember the long summer days when you sat in the tavern a-drinking? You drank a health to the ladies all around, and you slighted Barbary Allen. You drank a health to the ladies all around, and slighted Barbary Allen. As she was a-going out from the town, she heard them death bells rattling. She looked east and she looked west, and she saw that corpse a-coming. She looked east and she looked west, and she saw that corpse a-coming. Oh, set him down, that gentle little lad, that I may look upon him. And the more she looked, the worse she seemed, for to think that she was so hard-hearted. Oh, mother, she cried, you would not let me have him. Oh, mother, she cried, you would not let me have him. Go dig my grave in yon churchyard, and dig his in the other. And on my breast set a red rosy bush, and on his a green briar. And on my breast set a red rosy bush, and on his a green briar. And let them climb to the top of the house till they can climb no higher, to meet and tie in a true love's knot, to me live and die together. To meet and tie in a true love's knot, to live and die together. The young man died on a Saturday night, and Barbara, she died on Sunday. The old woman, she died for the love of them both, and she died on Easter Sunday. The old woman, she died for the love of them both, and she died on Easter Sunday. I'd like to do one more. I think many of you know it, but basically it says, "What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Though all through this life we appear fine and gay, like the leaves we must wither and soon fade away. What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Though all through this life we appear fine and gay, like the leaves we must wither and soon fade away. As I was a-walking one morning at ease, a-viewing the leaves as they fell from the trees, all in full motion appearing to be, and those that had withered, they fell from the trees. What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Though all through this life we appear fine and gay, like the leaves we must wither and soon fade away. If you'd seen the leaves just a few days ago, how beautiful and bright they all seemed to grow. A frost came upon them and withered them all. Then a storm came upon them, and down they did fall. What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Though all through this life we appear fine and gay, like the leaves we must wither and soon fade away. If you look in the churchyard, there you will see all those who have passed like the leaves on the tree. When age and affliction upon us do call, like the leaves we must wither and down we must fall. What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man has his season, so why should he grieve? Though all through this life we appear fine and gay, like the leaves we must wither and soon fade away. What's the life of a man any more than the leaves? A man his season, so why should he grieve? Though all through this life we appear fine and gay, I believe we must wither and soon fade away.
Those of you who are workers, I'd like to speak to you for a minute. Those of you who are guests, be careful going home. We'll see you in the morning. Program starts at 10:30. Yoga at 10. Thank you very much. We have the house lights, please. A Ford Falcon Key on the stage.
Thank you very much. This is the first time that the St. Louis Folk Music Society has done anything as a group at Fox Hollow. One of the things that a festival like Fox Hollow does is to bring people together in various areas. There are people from Chicago who have been working together. There's a California group, the Albany Picking and Singing Group, and St. Louis, I want you all to know, is on the map. There are a lot of people who just go around, and they don't bother to stop in St. Louis. And so I'd like you to stop. One of the things that we don't have in St. Louis now is a coffee house. And we're kind of hoping that one of these days we'll have a coffee house where performers can stop, and we can hear them and get acquainted with them. But we have had people come through, and we've had some house concerts. Joe Hickerson stopped by to see us. We couldn't pay him much, and it was kind of embarrassing because he's such a fine performer. But we really appreciated his coming. And we've had some of the people from Chicago down. And if you come through, why, we might not be able to give you much money, but we can sure give you lots of love. We're going to start out, first of all, I'd like to introduce the whole group, but it would take a long time, and then we wouldn't have any time to play. We have two groups, actually, here, the St. Louis Folk Music Society, which has a booth up here. And they're connected with a store that Bill and I started about a year and a half ago. And many of them have been a big help. I don't think we'd have been able to get started and survive if it hadn't been for their moral support. Also, the MFFA, which...
You all step up because I know that you're... Larry, step up here.
There's a good fiddle mic over there, too.
Close enough to it.
Okay.
take a microphone.
Yeah.
What's this? Call me to come to my
class.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You want to announce him?
Okay. Yes.
There are a number of individual groups within the St. Louis Folk Music Society, and those of us who are about to play now, we call ourselves the Beggar's Orchestra, and five of the six of us are lucky enough to be here. There are two old-time string bands in St. Louis, the Beggar's Orchestra and the
Mill Creek Valley
Urban Renewal Boys, and we've got one representative of that group here with us, too. We're going to sing one called Hop Along Peter, and we'd like you to join in on the chorus, if you would. The chorus goes like this. Hop along, Peter, where are you going?
Where are you going? Yeah.
Hop along, Peter, where are you going?
Hop along, Peter, where are you going?
Hop along, Peter, won't you bear in mind?
Hop along, Peter, won't you bear in mind?
I ain't coming back till the gooseberry time. Peter, he got tight, started up to heaven on a stormy night. Road being rough and him not well, he lost his way and went to hop along, Peter, where you going? Hop along, Peter, where you going? Hop along, Peter, won't you bear in mind? I ain't coming back to the gooseberry time. Down in the barnyard playing 7-Up, old Tomcat in the little yellow pup, old Mother Hubbard just picking out the fleas, the rooster's in the cream jar up to his knees. Hop along, Peter, where you going? Hop along, Peter, where you going? Hop along, Peter, won't you bear in mind? I ain't coming back to the gooseberry time. And his dog was touched, blowed like a rooster, and he hobbled on a crutch. Duck chugged the back, and the cat drank wine. The goose played the fiddle on the pumpkin vine. Hop along, Peter, where you going? Hop along, Peter, where you going? Hop along, Peter, won't you bear in mind? I ain't coming back till the gooseberry time. I got a sweet gal in this town. She weighs 1 ounce, she weighs 700 pounds. Every time a sweet gal turns once around, he'll love her shoe, makes a hole in the ground. Hop along, Peter, where you going? Hop along, Peter, where you going? Hop along, Peter, won't you bear in mind? Ain't coming back till the gooseberry time.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to do a fiddle tune now called Frosty Morning. Yeah. Playing banjo on my right and your left is Larry Sugarman. Over here on the washtub bass, Honey Loring. Dave Schlichting on guitar. And the star of our show, on the tenor recorder, Joel Glickman.
And that's Bill Casperi on fiddle.
Gonna play Frosty Morning. Thank you.
going to have Liz Browder do a step dance. She danced on Children's Day. I guess St. Louis is sort of a conglomeration of everything that's moved in the area. So we have a lot of different types of music. We have some wonderful Irish friends. There's a woman in Webster Groves, which is one of the suburbs, who has been in this country about 5 years. Her name is Valerie Hazelton. Valerie was here last year. Good, I'm glad some people know Valerie. She was here last year, and she danced when the stage was all wet, and she slipped and fell, and had a terrible time. And she couldn't come back this year because she had a baby a week ago. a third boy. But at any rate, why, she's Liz's teacher, and she's really good. The kids all love her, and a lot of our young people are taking lessons from her, and I don't know how she does it, but she really has the touch and the knack. This is Liz Browder. This over here? We may need the doctor. We kept speeding up, and poor Lizzie. We don't have one Irishman in the lot. I forgot. Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's me. The next people who are going to play for us are Larry Sugarman and Emily Goodson. A lot of the people here with us today are people who are teaching at our store. We've done something in our store that horrified the wholesalers. Thank you. The next song is another one that comes from our area, Marmaduke's Hornpipe.
Yeah, Marmaduke was a Confederate general back in the Civil War, and I understand he burned Herman, Missouri, a town that's a little bit west of St. Louis. And later he was elected some sort of governor, like a provisional governor. And I've given a lot of thought to how the people in Herman voted in that election. It's very similar to Hell Among the Yearlings. The problems of tuning this many people.
Come on, gotta go. sifting, sifting, Sally in the garden, sifting sand, Sally in the garden, sifting sand, Sally upstairs with a hog eye beard.
This song is, I guess it's sort of a field holler, but it's, well, I don't know if there are people doing these songs anymore because the conditions don't exist exactly as they did when these songs were originating. It's a work song, and it's a question and answer sort of song. I'm going to call out lead lines and answer it back on the harp. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I got an evil on my mind. Another man done gone. Another man done gone. Another man. Another man. Another man done gone. From the county farm. From the county farm. From the county. From the county. From the county farm. I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name. I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't know his name. Another man done gone. Another man done gone. Another man. Another man. Another man done gone. He had a long chain on. He had a long chain on. He had a long, had a long, he had a long chain on. This is what I said. I said, you better stop all your crying, 'cause crying won't bring my woman back. Never miss the water until the well run dry. You never miss the water until the well run dry.
till she shakes your hand goodbye. Thank you.
You think of other names for songs and see if you can guess what it is. For example, the Princess of Monaco is Amazing Grace. And it's terrible. This particular song is Chinese food prepared in the living room, otherwise known as walkie in the parlor.
And the name of this tune is Walking in the Parlor. As soon as we get tuned.
Size type, dulcimer type. I feel like someone's going to take a, what is it, daguerreotype or something? Rigging up balls. Hold your head still. Well, from riches to rags, here we go. A whole lot of people up here.
My Barney, oh, my my lady, oh, my lady, oh, my lovely blue-eyed lady, oh. Away with Barney the Bantyro, the Bantyro, the Bantyro, she's away with Barney the Bantyro.
E for Barney, C for Cross, oh how I love Barney Ross. All the world will never, never know the love I have for the Barney, oh.
My Barney, oh, my Barney, oh, the love I have for my Barney, oh. Fan a window, 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 fan a window, Daisy. Fan a window, E-I-O, she's away with Barney the Bantyro, the Bantyro, the Bantyro, she's away with Barney the Bantyro.
You tell him about it. You tell him about it. That was a street song, I guess you might call it that. A street song from Ireland. And a cough drop's getting in the way of my guitar. when we first heard it, Caroline made a reasonable assumption. She assumed that a Bantyro was some kind of an Irish supernatural creature, like a cross between a banshee and a vampire. Then we found out he worked in a mill, and a spinning mill, and he was a Bantyro. That's kind of loused up the whole supernatural image, you know, but that's all right. It's still a nice, pleasant little song. And since the first song is always a hell of a thing to decide on what to, you know, do first, we use that one quite frequently because we don't have to think about it, you know? Okay, now, as long as we're in Ireland, and as long as I'm wearing this marvelous Irish-created thing around my neck, I thought I'd mention that, get a plug in for the guy that makes these horseshoe nail jewelry things. He's Irish. Thought we'd do another Irish song. Hopefully. As I was out walking one morning for pleasure, down by the still river I joggled along. I met an old man making sad lamentations, rocking a cradle, the child not his own. E-I-O, my laddie, lazy, it's my misfortune and none of your own that she leaves me here weeping, rocking the cradle, nursing a baby that's none of me own. I married this fair one who proved to be airy. She favors the neighbors and none of her own. She goes out every evening to balls and to parties and leaves me here rocking the cradle alone. E-I-O, my laddie, lie easy. It's my misfortune and none of your own that she leaves me here weeping and rocking the cradle, nursing a baby that's none of me own. So come all you young fellows who wants to get married, take my advice, leave the women alone. For by the Lord Harry,
If ever you marry, they'll leave you there rocking the cradle alone. E-I-O, my laddie, lie easy. It's my misfortune and none of your own that she leaves me here weeping and rocking the cradle, nursing a baby that's none of me own.
Better open up my book, I can't see.
I guess we don't really need to say that some Irishman brought that tune to the American West. I think it's obvious.
Yes.
Now, I'd like to sing a ballad that was originally Scottish, and this is a version that comes from Texas. Most ballads have many different tunes, and this one particular ballad, for some reason, got locked into one tune. It's usually found sung by sung with the same tune, which is fairly unusual. So I was delighted to find that Hallie Wood had collected a version of Mary Hamilton in Texas that doesn't use the standard tune. Word has come from the kitchen, and word has come to me that Mary Hamilton's killed her babe and drowned it in the sea. Down came the old queen, gold tassels round her head. Says Mary Hamilton, where's the babe? Lay sleeping in your bed. Oh, Mary, put on your robes of black, or yet your robes of brown, that you may go with me this day to view fair Edinburgh town. She wouldn't put on her robes of black, nor yet her robes of brown, but she's put on her snow-white robes to shine through Edinburgh town. As she passed through the Cannon Gate, the Cannon Gate passed she, the ladies looked over their casement windows and wept for this lady. As she went up the Parliament stair, a loud, loud laugh, laugh she. When she came down the Parliament stair, she was condemned to die. Go bring to me the red, red wine, the reddest ever could see, and I'll drink a health to the jolly bold sailors that brought me over the sea. Last night I dressed the old queen, I put gold in her hair, and all I've gotten for my reward is the gallows to be my share. They'll tie a napkin round my eyes, they'll never more let me see, they'll never let on to my father and mother that I died way over the sea. Last night there were four Marys,
For those of you who are kind of hooked on ballads, as we are, there will be a ballad workshop this afternoon at 2:30 at Fenceline Stage. And, you know, you got to be a real heavy ballad buff to, you know, get into that. But those of you who are, especially people who sing them, please come, because I'd like to have many of you sing ballads while we're, you know, while we're there. I don't want to sing all day. I want you to sing. So, as a matter of fact, we want you to sing right now. And I'm going to do a song that was collected down on Beach Mountain, North Carolina. And it says, horseshoe nails against the guitar. Must I go bound while you go free? Must I love a girl that don't love me? Must I then have the childish part and love a girl that'll break my heart? That's your part. Must I go bound while you go free? Must I love a girl that don't love me? Must I then act the childish part and love a girl that'll break my heart? I lean my back against an oak, thinking it was a trusty tree, but first it bent and then it broke.